And now for a tiny desert concert. That's when we bring local bands into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs for us and talk a bit about their music. Today we hear from Tucson musician Karima Walker. Her music falls somewhere in between folk and experimental. But Walker is just one person. She uses a guitar, two tape decks, and a number of audio effects to process and layer her sounds, which include field recordings she's made of natural and ambient sounds. And her performance includes visual elements projected onto a white sheet behind her.
A lot of the sounds on the tapes were taken from my phone, or they were put onto tape, digitized, manipulated, put back onto tape. I do love tape, and I love the four-track because it helped me shape this like gradient. I really wanted to be able to control how a sound would move in and out of the set. And you can kind of do that with like a digital sampler, but I'm not as familiar with them, and I wasn't ready to like incorporate a computer. So the tangibility of the tape and like the simplicity of these four tracks that you can like move in and out, it helped me shape the nature of the set as this like continuous thing.
So you referenced that you use different sounds, like ambient sounds in your music. Mm-hmm. Are you just like walking down the street and you hear something or see something and think, oh, that'd be kind of cool?
Yeah. I'm like hypersensory oriented, and the video has helped me dig into that more too. And that's exactly how it is, like walking through a cityscape or being out in the desert or taking sounds from one place and then like performing them in other places and then taking those back home with me. And that was really instrumental in helping me kind of reshape my project from a songwriter project.
So do you just have like a giant archive of ambient sounds from Tucson and other places somewhere in your house?
Yeah, it's growing too, but it's also on like all these different planes. So it's like voice memos on my phone, I've got a Zoom recorder, tapes, and then like notes of things that I've heard, like kind of just bookmarking with paper, places to go, but they're all over the place.
Gather as the dust lame across the desert, pillars of salt that turn to flee. My eyes in turning to my brother, my help does not come from thee. Gather now as kindling to our lovers, love in our hands as crackling heat, hands in our name and in our pleasure. Gather round the flame that flickers to sweet lovers' names, and in our pleasures of to my brother. Gather now, hidden in the dim and darkened corner, and in our where flesh and earth communion seems to our we sit and wait for her to bless us. We sweep the dust from our feet.
It sounds like from your description that you went from being, and I apologize for this word, kind of a conventional singer and songwriter, mm-hmm. to what you do now, which is, to me at least, does not seem conventional really in any way.
I got really tired of a certain female archetype in music and fulfilling like an aesthetic requirement and then just being really bored and finding that, oh, it doesn't always feel good to labor over a song that, you know, maybe carries a lot of emotional weight and kind of darkness, and then maybe all you ever hear is, oh, that's really pretty. And I'm in this band Human Behavior, based out of Tucson. And I think spending more time with Human Behavior helped me kind of connect with other facets to things, and also moving back to Tucson, being exposed to metal again, and really getting into some more experimental and electronic music that was taking up space, which as a solo performer is kind of hard to do, especially if it's just you and a guitar.
It strikes me that you are kind of, in a sense, like an audio documentarian, that you are taking sounds that are, that have some kind of meaning to you, whether it be, you know, like personal or just from a specific place or has a memory or something, and you're incorporating it into the music, much the way a film documentarian would sort of take images of stuff that is around them and show them to other people.
Maybe like a dream documentarian, because I like narrative, I guess, just in general, but I also kind of consciously decided to not enforce one. But it's also like a very internal thing. These sounds are very satisfying to me for reasons that I sometimes know and sometimes don't. And I kind of really enjoy that that's just, that might only make sense to me in this sort of backwards way. But I think that even though it's like my sort of dream vision, when you present it to people, I am also creating video in a very similar kind of way, that people connect to it. It's more dreamlike, I guess.
Sun-dried sweat upon your back. Sun drew laughing faces. Time will tell what we do. Children take our places. No rest neath the scorched tree. No rest for my baby. No rest beside men of power. Time will tell us, maybe. Place your hands in mine, love. Hide my eyes with linen.
You're hearing the music of Tucson musician Karima Walker. You can see video of this performance, including her complete songs, along with visual projection, by visiting kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play a Tiny Desert concert, send us a note, the show at kjzz.org.